poultry has got a huge amount of potential to grow in the future. Our business has doubled every 5 years, and that comes with a great deal of pain from time to time. Our last major expansion was a couple of years ago, and that's now working really, really well for us. But we're already at the point where we need to grow again. So for Nichols Poultry to achieve the potential that we all know that it can do, we really wanted to bring somebody on board that could help us get there. And with the great team that is in TAS Foods, we think we've made the right match here.
Where would you like to take Nichols Poultry?
Well, it's had a habit of doubling every 5 years. It takes some believing that we can do that, but it's certainly, at the moment, all the indications are that we can achieve that kind of growth. So, yes, we're certainly looking to do that. We're looking to add some high-value niche lines to take us into areas that we've never actually managed to get to yet. And we're looking at trying to expand the brand beyond Tasmania. So that's the goal.
The business model that you have at the moment, of course, is you grow chicken yourself, but you also have growers working to supply Nichols Poultry. Will that be the model that you'll apply for expansion onto the mainland, or will you contain production within Tasmania for product going elsewhere?
Look, I think at the moment our intention is for it to remain completely within Tasmania. So, yes, we're certainly keen to promote all of that growth within the state.
How many growers would you like, and what sort of production figures are you looking at?
Look, we're yet to decide how that comes about, but we currently have 5 growers plus our own company farm, and that's delivering the numbers we're on at the moment. So we're probably going to need that again. So yes, it's a good news story for the district.
It's an incredibly competitive meat sector, though, is it not, chickens? Because you've got some very big multinational players. Your product is pretty much at the premium end of the market. How can you maintain that if you're looking to expand production so much?
I think we can maintain it by becoming even more niche and adding more value to that product. So, we have a number of lines that will take us into areas that have not yet been explored within the Australian chicken meat industry, and we're very keen to do that. We've also made a small return back into turkeys last year on the run-up to Christmas, and we'll be increasing that exposure over the next few years. So, yes, there's a whole new raft of opportunities there that we think we can move into.
How important are supermarkets to that expansion? Because at the moment, Nichols only supplies one of the national supermarket chains.
Yeah, look, the supermarkets are a valuable part of our business for some of the volume lines that help our business to get some efficiency into the system and to get some volume going throughout the process. So, yes, supermarkets are a very vital role, but a lot of the expansion that we hope to deliver in the future will be based around the brand, the Nichols brand. And so certainly looking at putting a lot of effort into improving the brand recognition and improving the range of products that we can offer.
And is your goal to get that branded product in both supermarkets?
I think it would have to be, absolutely, yeah.
What makes the product premium? I mean, how do you keep capturing the value? Because we're seeing now in the marketplace RSPCA accredited chicken. You've got the supermarket brand chicken. You've got brands like your own. I'm just interested from the consumer point of view about the points of difference that they distinguish in the market and what that means for your company.
Well, Nichols Poultry has always managed to maintain a significant point of difference with such things as the fact that we mill mix our own feed. The very fact that we're a Tasmanian business has always been a good point of difference. We're an air chiller, which basically means that we have no added water in the product. And although that's a difficult line to sell, it's also once consumers taste the difference, then they really do come back for more. So that has been the key point. But there are a lot of points that we hope that we can take forward. So, the welfare aspects of what RSPCA has brought to the business have been tremendous for us, and we would like to expand upon that high welfare system. So, yes, we've got a few ideas that we're looking to bring out that are quite revolutionary for the Australian poultry market.
You're tuned to the Tasmanian Country, are we? Having a conversation with the head of Nichols Chicken, Rob Nichols, on the announcement of the sale of the company to TAS Foods Limited for $12.5 million. Rob, that's rather enticing. You've sort of tweaked our interest. What sort of innovations or things that do you see?
Look, I think you might have to come back and interview us again in a few months' time, obviously, because we don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon. But yes, we certainly have a few ideas that will attract a lot of attention. So we're looking forward to delivering those.
Now, it's a company that, is very much family-based. How much of a wrench is it to sell it to TAS Foods?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we've spent probably 12 to 18 months deliberating on whether this is the right thing for us to do as a family. And the one good thing about TAS Foods is that they well and truly want to ensure that we remain a significant part of the business. So, yes, I remain on as the CEO. My nephew is part of the breeding and hatchery side and is encouraged to take on a big role in the business. My two daughters are both included in the business and in various key roles, and yes, that's our expectation that will continue. So, look, it's been a great opportunity, but there comes a point when it's time for the business to grow beyond our ability to fund it, and we've reached that point. It's a great news story. It's not something that should be a problem. It's something that we now have recognised the potential of the business to grow, and we've done something to ensure that Nichols Poultry is here forever.
Were there other buyers interested in Nichols Poultry?
Yeah, actually, there was. We've had two or three very interested parties over the past couple of years, and
overseas buyers?
Yes, there has been overseas interest, but you know the intention here was to try and remain as a Tasmanian business and to do what we believe is the right thing for Nichols Poultry and to make sure that we've got the right mix of people inside the business that can advise us and help us take it where we know it can go.
And just a final question, bigger than your company, but what are the flow-on effects for Northwest agriculture?
And that is a really good question because the flow-on effects are quite huge. If the business is to double from where it is at the moment, then we certainly need a huge amount of breeder facilities. We probably need new hatchery facilities. There's extra and additional contract growers that are required. There's up to 20-odd thousand tonnes of grain that could be used in the state. We're looking at alternative protein meals and protein sources that we can grow within Tasmania. So, look, the story goes on as to how far the financial benefits spread throughout this community. So, it really is quite a good news story for everybody in the district that we're going to be able to take it that little bit further.